That's okay.
Couldn't make the call.
That's okay.
Okay, so I think we learned about the Shnayim Sheshavoskim B'Divrei Torah, and we spoke about the end of the Shnayim. I think we're holding Amashul Echad Yeshavoskim B'Divrei Torah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay. So then there's a second here for the Amar Vafil Echad Yeshavoskim B'Divrei Torah Shvokavel Yisrael. So the and he has two Girsas actually. Does he brings later Girsas if he's Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula or he's Yeshiv Mekal Tzchar? Va'afki Akosav Zeinim Medaber Misho Isik B'Torah. Even though he asked before, where does it say that he's Yeshiv Isik B'Torah? It says Yeshiv Badat V'Yidoyim Kinatal Ulov. So it doesn't say anything about Torah. Mikol Mokem Akosav Roitzu Loimah Shemakavlov Ol Shemayim. The pasuk's referring back to somebody who's mekabel oil, like it says legevakis to oil in the urav. V'amacharkach lefarish ha'ola ze yeshu barabitam ki natal ulav. So in other words, it's good for him to mekabel an oil, and the way in which he's basic mekabel oil is yeshu barad v'yidam ki natal ulav. So he's learning his skill of the two pasuk can come together. Upirish hakasuv ki toiv legevash mekabel oil hakadosh baruch hu. Vehu Yoshev Badat Beidim Kinotal Ulov Klaima Shenoitl Makabal Gzez Hashem Yisbarach. That by sitting and being Makabal on himself, the oil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the good of the Kabbalah Zol. Then he says, Ve'en Lecho Yoshev Shemakabal Gzez Hashem Yisbarach K'moy Mishesha Vaisik B'Teirah K'ateir Gzez Hashem Yisbarach La'odom Lazik B'Teirah V'Liyaz Amobah. So he says that the Kabbalah's oil of Torah is more than any other mitzvah. V'deshu Yoshev Beis B'Torah Rei Mekabalov Gez Hashem Yisbarach Asher Gadol La'adam. So the Pashto Pshat Nemaral seems to be that just the etzem fact of being mekabel on himself as it learns, and learning the hard thing, and so on. And he says, "V'b'shar mitzvahs ein lefarish." Why can't you say talk about some other mitzvah? Ki mitzvahs yeshum kumvasei. Mitzvahs generally are a kumvasei. L'shayach b'zeh yoshev b'dat v'yitayim. So the pasuk seems to say that he just sits quietly and shut up. Rak b'teirah she'ein nechshav ze asiyon. V'yoshev v'yisik b'teirah. So the pashto pshat the moral is, you know, it's the physical act of it. If we were talking about the Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs in general, to do the mitzvahs, or the doing of the mitzvahs, that would include a lot of different asiyas, and there would be an inyan of asiyah, whereas the pasuk seems to be meramez on the yeshiv badat v'yidoyim, kinatal ulav, kilu, that it's some sort of, it's some sort of mahalach of, you know, just accepting and so on and so forth. I want to maybe find a little bit of a deeper part of Maral's words, or maybe in the Mahalach itself. The when if I ask myself what is the greatest shibud somebody can place on me, or better said, what's the greatest Kabbalah's oil on my part? So one would say to do. So let's say I'm mekabla myself to do a particular pula for somebody, to build something for him. So that's one diag of Kabbalah soul. A deeper diag would be I'm mekabla myself to be an effort, so I'm totally meshubit, whether it's building something, digging something, or et cetera, I'm meshubit to that person. But the real truth is that the deepest level of shibud is mitzad seichel. If I have to believe, understand, accept something that somebody's telling me, that's the greatest shibud. I'm sure you've all at some point in youth read 1984, and you know the sentence there where freedom is freedom to believe that 2 and 2 is 4, and the when he's caught and interrogated, made to confess that 2 and 2 equals 5. Being Misha Mekabed the Das and the Seichel, accepting the axioms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as axioms. And these are a Yesoid Bal Yomit. This is the way it is. That's the strongest level of Kabbalah of all. In other words, I'm accepting that as being emes. So when a person sits and learns, when a person accepts upon himself the all to do mitzvahs, and they're doing mitzvahs, all of them, that's a tremendous Kabbalah's all, but it's only on the level of mitzvah. Yes, I will do X and Y and Z and A and B and C. Fine. But on the level of the hair, in other words, that I'm accepting this as emes, that's the most powerful Kabbalah's all that a person could possibly do. So, and that's why Torah is called Gzeira Deraisa. It's the Gzeira Deraisa, so it's called Gzeira. Torah itself, in a certain sense, comes as a choik. It comes as a metzias sichlis that I have to accept as such, but without an error. So that is the Torah legevaki to open urav. It's good for the person that he's mekabel all. And it says yeshiv badot v'yidoyim v'kinot al ulav. The yeshiv badot v'yidoyim means I'm accepting it not as a dialect. In other words, when I want to be mekabel, if I'm muchan to be mekabel and emes from you, provided I can inherit as such, then what results is a certain dialogue between us. You put forth your position, I put forth my protest, you put forth how you resolve my protest, you put forth proof to yours, I am forced l'shitasi to accept it. That conversation is a means of being oimid l'shitasi on what it is that you have to offer. When I'm a yeshiv badot v'yidoyim, so the pshat is, I don't have what to say. Like it says, if you're also by yidoyim arens, there's a certain kabbalah over here, which is, I'm accepting it as a metzias. There's no contest to it, because that's the metzias, and, you know, it has nothing to do with my input to it. So he says, where exactly he found the Ava part of it.
Achashak Kosov Oimer, Tayyib Gevig is old in Orva Machaka Yeshabot of Yidak
שפיחידים את זה שמספרך, וזהו העוז, וזהו הקביעתך. אני תמצא את הלארן, שכוסו אצלי ועידו עם ארן, קיבל את השם מספרך בדמימו, ומיד קיבל שכר כמו שדורשו, שלקחו מאחר ודבר שומר שעלימו עליהם, עומס שיועים מהלילות בסדמה, אין עלימו לישראל, שאין מדבר על בני ישראל, הרי ישראל, עומו, מה אני מכאן עלימו עליהם? דבר על בני ישראל, לפי שחושבו בדמימו וקיבלוי, קיבל גזר את אשר עמוק ובעבדק, משפיע שעה שגם קיבל שחפות. So, you see that he mechar over there because he was mechabal the ol. So, every time a demoma means that I'm a total mechabal. Harei kabola sekzeiru roi lekabal shabi yoisi. Lefi kachama, and that's why it says, echad she yoish bai tutor kabel eschar. Vedoda mipnei she yoish vichidi bai tutor, vizera kabal shabi yoisi gadala, vizera roi ledafke. Pan dich sehr teimle gewig is o menur av yeshu bodas bin yidu im begoyma. O ma ha shom oim le geva, ein le kvi es chayosim izze, shom ha kodesh shom kavla bzias amokum tvei velov. O kvi es aschar bevada ishe kavla mishayosim bitayra, ke le shayach loima iz yeshu bodas bin yidu kinadu ulof shom mekav bzias ashem esparach, rak sho isi bitayra yichidi. O mekavla bzias exasis bashagoda blasa iz chodzer chol olu mishkavaritayra. So there's a hadgosha here that this is shayach dafke b'tayr b'yichidi, as opposed to shnayim shoyskim. And he speaks about it later, that this is different than shnayim shoyskim b'tayr. Because there's something, we'll see how he says it himself in the Hemshech right here. יש פורם גורסי מניין שפילך שישי ושיין שמל כל זה כאילו קים את הפרע כולה. They add the word קים את הפרע כולה. שניהם יש שבוד הביא דם כזה אולף, עד כאן. והיא גרס את תמוה, יויס את תמוה. כי באיזה מוקד נאמר שהיא כאילו כאילו את הפרע כולה. Where do you see כאילו כל הפרע? רק לפייר עשה שהמענו היא גרס את נכון המועד. כי מה אחר עשיב לפני זה טייב לגב יגזול בנורה. פעם אחר כך שבוד הביא דם כזה אולף. ואויל שהקשבוכים מצווי סוף שהם כולו ביחד אויל על האדם. וזה שהוא יש בשל ניקו שמקל לו אויל שהקשבוך. אז היא כתב את זה שוקל כנראה כל התאירי שאויל שהקשבוך. In a certain sense, in the way he's explaining it, that in the learning of the Torah there's a Kabbalah oil. So, one part we said before was the etzim inyan of being machnia one das HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a Kviyas Ol. But even the more Pashta Oyim, in Kviyas Ol, there's no hemish between one mitzvah and many mitzvahs. In the Asiyas HaMitzvahs, there's this chalkot of one or many, or whatever you want. In the Kabbalah's Ol, there's a Kabbalah's Ol, it's either everything or nothing. Just like by a kid that he says, this guy had not to give one mitzvah, that's lacking the geirus, it's not a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. In as much as Yeshiv Badat, the Kabbalah's all, then Kabbalah's all includes all of it. That level, so even though we're talking about Talmud Torah, but in real Talmud Torah, the Pshat is the person's mekabel of the all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that covers everything. Now he says, V'yir Leima, so the Pasha Pshat is just going downwards, and one person, two people have that Maila, and one person doesn't have the Maila of two, and two have the Maila of one, the Chor 2 is 2 times 1. So he wants to imagine, V'yir Leima, Ki B'shnayim Ein Adav Azeh, Ki Lo Mikra Shemekal Av Oyla Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rak Hashem Bada Ziyichi. So he says here, a very interesting point. Ki kashem shnayim v'derech shnayim liyos noisim v'noisim v'yachad v'tayim. L'nika zesh mekalo k'zeh samokin. Ki derech shnayim liyos noisim v'noisim v'yachad v'yinech shatar kol kach ol. So, A, you could learn it kipshu toy, that it's much kishmak from it. Chavrusa, so it's not such an ol, okay? But in the deep way we're explaining, I think it also makes a lot of sense. Whenever there's an act of learning with two, there's a dialectic. There's a dialogue. You say this, I say this. You counter it, I counter that. The surah of the learning is working out the MS. There's always, you know, mineu minei, we'll get to the emes, ukwe shmaitze. So even though at the bottom, since we're both being oisik b'teira, there's definitely kapal soma shamayim, definitely we need them to be makabal all and so on. Not a doubt in that. But the tzura, what's expressed in the learning of two people, is the vikuach, which is meile de emes, and b'meile, it's me. Whenever I'm learning with another person, then the act of learning is, I'm trying to defend my thesis against you. You're trying to do this against me. From the battle back and forth, we'll aim it on the MS. There's no a priori couple of all. When a person sits down to study Gemara, there's a certain, what am I doing now? I'm absorbing the MS. I'm not going to be in care with anybody. So when I sit down and learn a Gemara myself, it's much more of a couple of oldic than with two people. So because two people are nice and, it's not so much an act of Kabbalah soul, but an act of being Oymer Ala Emes in the Masa Mat. Asha Yashav Badat Vaisiv Tayyar Dovah Dereh Shakab Ala Rishbarhu Kashay Shabadat Biyidai. You see how say that when two people learn together, they mechadid each other. The act of that type of learning is more mired the personal chidud as opposed to the Kabbalah. Omashom minayin efelecha sheyeshev v'yisik b'teira. Afagav shekshar yisik b'teira v'yoshev b'adav yidayim. Hu yeyse mitachem kalvar elak al shvabu. In Cain, my afilu, shama. According to him, it's hard to understand what's the afilu. So it's telling me that even though the greater of the schar, the greater of the ruchnistic accomplishment lies in the two, because that's where you have shchina, like I explained before, it serves as the basis for the greater element. But there's a nekuda in the echad that you don't have in the shnayim, and that's in the kabbalah soul. There's another gersa that the shchina is also with the shema yeshiv badat. Well, the gersa is maybe right shchina imay kim sheshal olah shakash baruchu benechshav kilukim kalatera kula ein safek shchina imay shoy adah shakash baruchu v'ulei olav. So in these battles of the person, there's also a chetimtza to bring Shechina down. In other words, the Shechina comes on top of a maisa that's roy to bring Shechina. When you have two people, it's mikayach, the divrei Torah that's moilid, a bigger element of Torah between them. And by one person, it's mikayach his kabbalah's own. He says there's the element of Ashura Shechina also in that his battles and so on. I want to explain it maybe a drop further. He's in this pshat over here, he's going Shafilosh Esoterish Shechina Imoy. That in one, when one person is learning the Shechina's Imoy, by Shnayim Sheyoshvim, whereas here it says the Shechina is Imoy. That's the so both the difference, and obviously two is better than one. Shechina imoy means it's something that's associated with Shechina. It's something that one has a perception that the person is mechuber l'chayim. So when a person is mefatl himself, like he explains it with Kabbalah's Ol, what is he mefatl to is mefatl to Shechina. So the Hargosh is Shechina imoy, but he's not being koveya kaviyochol makom Shechina. Shechina shruya beinehem is on the same mishkal of yesh beinehem divetera. So the beinehem means that they're koveya at the makom ki'ilu kaviyochol between physically the two. That's where the kodesh Shechina, the makom of the Shechina, becomes a nikba by their parameters. So between Reuven and the Mizrach and Shimon and the Ma'ariv, because I think the Vatera, between the Mizrach and the Ma'ariv, that's where you have a Shuras HaShechina. Whereas a person that's being Kaveya himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being Mevatel himself, so that creates a Kesha with Shechina. But in this world terms, I can't say that I brought the Shechina into this world. The Beinehem means I can be Kaveya that 2 points, and between those 2 points, like it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke Beina Kruvim. There's the way in which it's impossible for any one Nekuda in this world to become the Nekuda, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechina can't associate itself specifically. The most we get to is Bein HaKruvim. In other words, between this and this, we have Shechina. So when two people are talking and learning, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the emes is within that. Between the two shittas, somewhere Bein those, that's where the emes is. So the pshat is, this is an oifin in which Hashras HaShechina is brought into this world. And the way we know it's brought into this world is because it's Kibiyas Makkah is between the two. So all of Talmud Bavli, the Etzim, is a Vikuchim between Amayroyim, and it's Divrei Torah between Amayroyim and the Shechina Shruya Beinehem. It's in Talmud Bavli is where we have the Shechina. For Yochid, we can say that the Yochid is Mekash himself to the Shechina. That means that he has shaykhed to something beyond him, and that's why he can bring Shechina into this world. But that's something which is beyond him, and he's talking to this world. And that's a very, very different mahalach than the mahalach of this world and you know, of the person bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world, which is a much higher darg and so on.
We just learned the Gemara tonight. I just learned the Gemara tonight in Chagig in Daf Gimel. The Gemara says, Halolo Matarin, Halolo Matamin, Halolo Isum, Halolo Matirin. Yeah. So a person says, Hey, Chami, you lo metaira, how could you learn? Like, right. It's without direction, it's not going anywhere. So this is the, according to what you're saying, this is the pshat that it's. That's how Rashi learns,
right.
Now I'm saying, according to what Rebbe's saying, there's a nakuda there of in the etzem halolam matam halolam matamin kilo. There's a tmiya. Like, how does it come? Like, where's it going to? It doesn't have a direction bechal from the same Torah to go this way, that way. And then the Gemara could be the pshat. The Gemara's answer is kolam meroya echad that other rabba. This is where you have the adon kol ha'maisim in the
right,
you have
right,
between the
right,
matarin
right,
and the matamin.
Between the two, yes. Good. Good to stop. ויערנו כי נראה כי סיידס מרסה מאמרת שאימרים אימרזן איך זה אחד זה לפי חדישנו ביחד לפי ששמע לי כמה ואתם סמוך לנסחותי ובחנים את חנה קרדי והקרדי ובני שאומר לפי לפני זה בדיר ובחנן שאומר לי מראה שאומר אחוז כבינה עודם קריצו בהי פיילוי היינו מישהו בלי תאיר כי אינך שמודם כלום בלי תאיר ככה בלי יסד שאיני נמצא כי לקח נחשב משהו בלי עצם כלי מאים בוי ממש בזה רק אם אסלייק לצום יש אין בו ממש קשור בלי תאיר אוקיי, עצם זו קל לבלוי יש אין בו ממש כלל אבל בעל התאיר השכני, אם הוא יבורם כמו זה אני יכול לבלוי So this is basically what he says in a broad open that the mitzias of a person himself is a limited mitzias when a person's mischaba to something that is divitaira that becomes his mitzias so just like after malka is a malka the person and therefore the ishas ve'eya below it doesn't affect him because he has a mitzias kayemis That's the way he's learning. I think there's another connection in what he says over here. As opposed to Moshe of Leitzim, Shnayim Shashem Divatar is a Moshe of Leitzim, and Ishas Reblo, I think his Meram is another Nakuda here. Be'etzim, whenever a person is, people themselves, Mitzad Atzmam, are at loggerheads with each other. And every person is Be'etzim a separate person, and every person is Be'etzim against the other person. Mitzad debria, every person that's in this world is, I mean, Tai and Hevel were at loggerheads with each other, because that's the mitzvah of debria, mitzad the people. Mitzad the fact that two people together, in the machlekes between two people, becomes a hechatimtza, that gives a kiyum where two people don't need to be negative each other, but faket mishmaitza. So the and the same thing if two people are not being oisik divatera. So they're oisik litzanis because litzanis means they're being mach of the world. The hisaskus is against something. In Divitera, the quoting two different Divitera creates a kimta for that Shrasashkin in the middle. So that's, you know, this is the tikkun to that matzah, that line, or the etzim purim becomes negative. And in fact, in Divitera, the purim are mischabed together and they become a kibul fuck on a spark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Square.
Nope. Oh. No. Okay. Good job.
Square. Good job.